This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Except for maybe the last time.
Not better than the last time? Last time is in previous
or the final show?
No, previous, not final. Yeah, I think we're very far away from final.
Oh, you in words.
In any way, shape, or form, unless, of course, somebody were to wander around and touch things they're not supposed to while the show's going on.
What is the difference? It's probably her glasses. Oh, man.
Last night I left the studio after Beard Talk Live, and I get to driving away, and I get to, you know, where I'm about to get on the freeway, and I start thinking about where my phone is, and it's not in my pocket where it usually is. It's not in my center console in my car. It's not in my pocket of my hood. I'm like, oh, I must have left it at the studio. So I drive all the way back to the studio, and the folks here were up and you know, met me at the door because they heard me coming. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, I lost my phone, man. Is it in the studio? No, I don't see it anywhere. I came in and I looked or whatever. And then they decided to call it. And it's in my shirt pocket.
Oh.
Which I never put my phone in my shirt pocket, but I did apparently. And, like, it's always on silent. It never rings for any reason at all because I hate that. And so I was just like, oh, man, I am dumb.
So here's an easy workaround that for me. Right, like when I get into my car, I don't drive off until the music plays. Mm. Because in my car, the music is set up to the Bluetooth on my phone. So if there's no music and it's like disconnected or whatever, then I don't like, oh, my phone's not in this in the vicinity.
That's neat. Yeah, right. I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say that this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Rich Rich.
Some of you have wanted to support Free Talk Live's mission on a monthly basis, but you don't want to support through Patreon. Now, we have an alternative that also helps our premier streaming platform, Odyssey. You can visit video.freetalklive.com and click Join at the top of the channel. You can subscribe for $5 a month, and unlike other subscription services, Odyssey adds their processing fee on top, so it'll cost a little more than $5 a month, but Free Talk Live will receive the entire $5 that you pledged, or if you pledge more than that, it receives that entire amount. Higher donation tiers are available if you are feeling so inspired. You get a special membership badge that's visible in the Odyssey chat room, and if we do get enough supporters, we may enable members-only chat. The new subscription method is a great way to decentralize our direct listener support away from just Patreon and also support a libertarian-run business, Odyssey. Please visit video.freetalklive.com and click Join to subscribe to our Odyssey channel and help support spreading our message of liberty, peace, freedom, and prosperity around the planet. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and click Join. I am very bad at looking at the chat thing that goes on, but somebody said something about, do you guys get paid? And the answer is no. This is not a salaried position. This is a voluntary position. The church does provide us with a very small stipend that is literally like... Peakless, you live
it
in Manchester.
It is occasionally enough for me to get the gas to get here and back.
Yeah, it might be enough for him to drive 2 hours, right? So a couple gallons of gas, that kind of thing. So
yes.
It's not pay in any respect of the word. It's less than what an intern would get if they intern at like a radio studio or recording studio, something like that.
It's a net negative financially,
yeah.
And I will continue to show up on my weeks.
Mm-hmm. And so will I.
Yeah.
We, the hosts, the co-hosts that do this show, we do not do this for financial gain. We do this because we actually believe in the things we're talking about.
Yeah, this is a church. People don't think of it that way, but we have a very strong belief in peace and liberty. And we are, in fact, willing to donate charitably enough our time, our energy, and our gas mileage and wear and tear so that we can come talk to people about these things.
I want to get into this story about this officer, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts because we have some people holding. Let's go to Gigi calling. Gigi, where are you calling from? South Carolina, is that right?
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. I'm calling from Charleston.
Welcome.
And the weather is finally more tolerable.
I beg your pardon? You've made it through second winter?
And he says, well, rub it in.
Hey, I grew up in Miami. Anything anything below 70, I get cold. Anyways, a year ago, I remember I called in to your program and I said, this war in Ukraine is not going to end soon. Yeah. And look where we are now, everybody.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
And my last thought is, at one time in recent history, just 200 some odd years ago, mm-hmm. less than that possibly, I'm not counting, it was illegal to educate enslaved people in America. Now in the state of Florida, the governor says it's illegal to teach about slavery.
Oh, no.
What?
Do you like that?
Oh, no.
Sounds like the German example, right? They're not allowed to talk about the
Holocaust
and all that stuff.
All right, go ahead,
Gigi. I am very, very uncomfortable, unhappy, and actually very concerned because there is a growing movement in Israel with the prime minister and the parliament voting and looking to change legislation to circumvent an independent judicial branch. That ain't no democracy, and people better be watching. And it scares the hell out of me.
Democracy as a concept, I don't like.
The God that failed.
I don't like the majority of people telling the minority of people what to do and how to do it. Like, if the majority of people want to act one way, that's fine. They can act that way. They have no right to force other people to act the way they prefer.
I have
no. So you support Israel?
That.
Is that what you're saying?
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to get Captain to admit that he supports Israel.
He's trying to pigeonhole me.
Well, what I support is civil liberties and an independent judiciary. And we saw the removal of that in modern-day Hungary, modern-day Poland, and now it's encroaching into Israel. And it scares me as someone who values the law.
I mean, does the United States have an independent judiciary? Was that...
I would say, in my personal opinion, I think compared to where Israel is moving towards, we do.
Okay. I mean, comparatively.
Yeah, more than most.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But objectively.
Yes, sir. But
yeah, I mean objectively
so
more than most.
Years ago, it was illegal to teach enslaved people to become educated. And now the governor of Florida says it's illegal to teach about slavery.
Yeah,
I'm saying that facetiously.
Where did you hear that one?
Because
that sounds a little spurious to me.
That's
a good word.
Yeah, not genuine.
Oh, no, I'm complimenting you, Richie. Don't be silly.
Yeah, that's faithless. Jinx, you owe me Coke.
She gives all my compliments to you.
I know.
She's nobody likes you, Pickles. It's fine.
Well,
she calls
you know,
in to talk to me. It's fine.
True.
I don't think she knows I exist, actually. Because she'll, like, list every single person except me. No love for Pickles.
Everybody knows when I call in, I have a secret crush on the captain. So what can I say?
Well, it's not very secret if you tell him.
Yeah, well, funny. I mean
find his new dating profile.
I mean it respectfully because I do love my husband, and I know the captain is a happily married man, and I mean no disrespect to the captain's lovely wife.
Well, she appreciates
it. I just kick-ass. Like his intellect.
Would that be first name kick-ass?
Gigi, we appreciate you. Thank you for the call tonight. 603-283-6160. I'm not married. No,
are you misleading this woman, Captain?
I'm Mr. Leading, apparently.
Apparently there's an alternate universe, Captain, where I might in fact be Richie Rich, but otherwise I don't exist. But you are married there.
Apparently,
so.
Yes.
Happily married, apparently. And,
happily married.
And I think in this alternate universe, you might actually get some sort of acclaim, some sort of recognition.
Yeah.
Maybe Gigi is calling from the future, where Captain is happily married and Peakless doesn't exist.
I'm reminded of that television.
Will it curse me with non-existence?
I'm reminded of that television show called Fringe.
I love that
show. There was this guy named Walter, and then there was an alternate universe with another Walter, and they called him Walternate.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or the glow. Oh, he's from the other universe. I can see the glow.
The Walternate, yes. So
I still want to know, though, if you do get married, would it be First Mate Kick-Ass?
It would have to be Mrs. Kick-Ass, right?
I don't know. You're captain, so I would think.
Captains don't marry the first mate on their boat.
Well, I don't know, man. She is going to have some amount of influence over your soul.
Gilligan's Island, Gilligan was the first mate. Skipper was the captain. Were they married?
Well, I'm saying
you say they have to.
The reason you're the captain is because you're the captain of yourself.
Yes.
Now, at that point, you are kind of splitting up the influence on that particular boat.
I mean, if I were to get married, I would still be the captain of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife would be the captain of herself.
Right, but she would be the second most powerful influence to the captain in terms of you.
If we were to co-own property, we would be co-captains.
Ah, co-captain Kick-Ass. I like
that. That would really mess up his entire title.
Authentic Lord Reverend Co-Captain Kick-Ass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
And the Reverend Lady Captain Kick-Ass.
Well, it remains to be seen whether or not she would be a reverend. You know, that
remains to be seen.
It's not a requirement, you know, if we're filling out the dating profile.
I'm sure she is in Gigi's world, though.
A reverend?
Yes, quite reverend.
Or an
reverend?
Attorney.
Reverend? I failed to come up with, the other ship quartermaster, whatever.
Yeah!
Quartermaster
Kick-Ass. That was the other one I was thinking about. Okay. It's well, if it's not first mate, does she at least get quartermaster?
Yeah, I couldn't think of any. I just thought of it now. I was forgetting about it.
Half-assed Kick-Ass or something. Some way. I just ran upon this set of news for Jax.com, obviously Jacksonville, Florida teachers raised concern about new civics training, saying it downplays slavery.
Downplays.
And promotes originalism. What's originalism?
I'm sure this is a, what's the racial thing?
Critical race theory, yeah.
I'm sure this is anti-critical race theory legislation.
Oh. Yeah, I knew that was coming down. She's like, in Florida. I'm like, okay, this is going to have to do with critical race theory. But, to say that they are not allowed to teach it at all, I mean, I have at one point heard of them taking slavery as a term out of the textbooks that were in Texas. And they had some, it was the triangular trade or some weird workaround to avoid using the term slavery. But, to not talk about it, I doubt it. It could happen, but I doubt it.
Much like the alt-right has, the JQ, the Jewish question that you're not supposed to ask. Right? I wonder if there's going to be, the SQ. The slavery question that you're not supposed to ask, which is, whom did they buy the slaves from?
Yeah. Well, that's my question for this entity that people call government, right? If government claims to own all of land, and by the way, for those who don't know, every piece of planet Earth, every piece of land on planet Earth is claimed by a government.
And when it wasn't claimed, the libertarians went and claimed it.
So every piece of land claimed by a government now. So if government claims to own all of the land, who the F did they buy it from?
Hmm.
Well, so yes, and back to like my original thesis from several weeks ago, right, where rights stem from, it's either an agreement or that which you can defend. And so if no one is like threatening to take it from them, right, they're either in agreement with the other governments on a on an international level, right, or defending it properly against encroachment and taking it back.
Yeah.
So if you want it back, go take it back. There's a way to get it. It's the same way they got it in the first place.
Yeah.
You just got to like drink some soda.
And that's the thing. There's two ways of looking at life that are consistent, and one of them is evil and the other one is good. Now, you can either be trying to talk about these things and be peaceful. Now, if you go down that route, eventually you have to come to the conclusion that, okay, you don't actually own things unless you've either traded what was yours or you mixed your labor with nature to get it.
And now, hope that people agree with that assessment, right? Now, and don't try to take it from
it. And that is an endeavor. That's the thing. You are trying to be peaceful if you go down that route. Now, the other route, it's consistent. It's evil, but it's consistent, is just the straight-up might makes right.
Just take it.
It belongs to whoever can say it's theirs and defend it against whoever else says it's theirs.
Right. Moving back to this article from Jax4 about this slavery in schools question.
By the way, I found out originalism doesn't actually have to do with slavery. It's a particular interpretation of the Constitution.
One teacher, this is from the article, one teacher who spoke with News4Jax said he attended a recent conference and presenters downplayed slavery and said the widely accepted idea that the Founding Fathers wanted a separation between church and state is a misconception.
I would almost agree with that. Because it doesn't say separation of church and state in the Constitution.
Right.
It says that they will not establish a state church.
Yeah.
Right? So all the complaints about people praying in public school are misguided because you still should have the freedom to do that. You are not trying to establish a church by praying
in
public school.
Well, there's an argument there. So, I mean,
are you trying to establish a church?
Well, yeah.
Is the government trying to establish a church?
Yeah, actually. I mean, if you, like, so that's the thing. Different religions pray in real different ways.
Okay.
So if you pray in this particular way in all these government schools, that is a step toward establishing a government religion.
No, it's not.
Oh, absolutely. So, let me give you the contrast, for example. So, in England, there is a straight up state religion. It's Anglicanism.
Which is why we have the separation in the Constitution.
Right. Now, if they decide that they're going to pray in school, they know exactly how they're going to pray in school. There is an agreed upon religion. Now, I'm not saying that this does the whole thing, but it definitely moves us in the direction of having an established state religion. So now, on the other hand, if the way that they prayed in school was, okay, well, you have to face Mecca and bow down completely, that you can see that a little more easily would be in the direction of establishing Islam as the state religion.
All the while, the government ignores the fact that it, in and of itself, is a religion and has established itself as such.
If a Muslim student in public school decides that he's got to take his 5 Mecca breaks and prays, right, he's not trying to establish a religion. If a Muslim teacher decided that he needs to take his 5
guy,
Mecca breaks,
what if
he's
guy,
not trying to establish a religion?
What if that guy is also a smoker? Does he get his Mecca breaks and 3 cigarette breaks?
Who's going to hire that guy?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
you take them at the same time. Like during recess.
So
what you do is you put your hookah on the ground so that every time you go down.
Every time you bow, you inhale, and when you raise, you exhale. Okay, all right. As long as there's a system.
Now, I'm not talking about a student in school praying that way. I'm not talking about a teacher in school praying that
way. But there are people that object to that.
Yeah, if you get all of the students in the school to pray in a particular way, you are stepping in the direction of establishing a state religion.
Like standing up and pledging allegiance to the flag, perhaps.
Exactly. That is a true violation of the First Amendment. That is the establishment of a state religion.
And I don't see any of the people professing prayer in school trying to do that.
Let's move right along to the next caller. Caller, you're unscreened. What's your name? You're live on the air.
My name's Robert. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Robert. You're live. What's on your mind?
Well, you spoke about arms and the people using them. Well, at the time of the Russian Revolution, actually the Great October Revolution, as they called it in Russia, it was legal to carry guns. As a matter of fact, there was a worker who had his gun with, he had his rifle with him at the plant, and Vladimir Lenin came to visit. He liked to go to the plants and visit people after the revolution. So Vladimir Lenin tried to take the gun away from him, and he said in Russian to him, "Нет, это можно годиться." No, this could come in handy. He wouldn't give it to him. So I just wanted you to know that, that's the way it started in Russia as well, that people wouldn't give up their arms, but the government coerced them into it because the government's got time on their side in order to get the arms away from you. They don't have to do it today. They don't have to do it tomorrow. Next week, the month after that, that'll be just fine. And that's the danger.
Well, their time's running out now.
Well, I mean, that's kind of my point, right? Like in Russia, they took their time and did it. In the United States, they don't even really have to because the threat is coming from within, and the people with arms are not repelling that threat.
Yeah. I keep saying I'm waiting for, you know, the police, the military to start defending freedom because they haven't done so yet in my time here on this planet.
What about the people? When are the people going to rise up and defend freedom?
There's another
part of that equation.
Sure. Three entire entities then, police, military, and people.
Yeah.
Well, and Robert has a point as far as incrementalism goes, but it also works in the other direction. So what we're trying to do here and what we are getting more and more successful at is gathering the people that are willing to stand up, at least in some capacity, for their liberty and their rights.
Robert?
When the government comes to your home, you have a choice. You can either shoot the guy who's going to take it away from you, or you can give it to him.
Yeah, and I've on air.
I'm going to go with option A.
I'm on record as saying, like, that's not the right time to shoot back, right? That's the time to turn in your gun, right? Go to your militia or gang hangout or whatever and tell your gang buddies that they just took my guns, and then you go to the stockpile, get another gun, and then go get yours back, right? That should be the line in the sand. And why it's important to have people around you willing to put something at stake.
Robert?
Yes, but they still have time on their side. They can figure out, they can come back a second time and a third time to many houses, one after the other. I mean, and they can make laws that prevent you from even leaving your house.
Oh, no, no. Once they start shooting, the laws don't matter. Right? Yeah. If they come for the guns and they take the guns, right, that's the first shot fired. Everything after that is an act of defense, and they're not going to be able to go house to house because now there's going to be people on their butt taking them down as well.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you want to chime in. The question of defending freedom is a big question that I think a lot of people, particularly in the United States, need to answer for themselves. They need to look into it and say, well, what does freedom really mean? What does it mean to me? And how far am I willing to go to defend it? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. More than 80 million Americans are under alert for wind and winter weather as a massive storm moves east.
All the way across the country, crews in Boston are already preparing for the major winter storm's arrival. That same storm that dumped heavy rain and snow in Southern California is expected to bring more snow to Boston early this week. More than a half foot of snow could fall in some areas. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is confirming his intention to serve another 4 years in the White House, but Biden told ABC News,
"My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign."
Today marks 30 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Six people were killed after terrorists set off a homemade bomb in a parking garage under the Twin Towers. More than 1,000 people were injured due to the large explosion and debris. Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That is a callback from, wow, years ago.
Neologism.
Wow. Octopodes.
Abiogenesis.
Abiogenesis. That nice. Was the other, yes. Nice. Very nice. Richie Rich with the
That
the
was
mind
not
bender.
Living rent-free in my head, I got to tell you.
Like, that was the last time I think Peakless has been on the show with me.
With you? We I think so, shows. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that you did this reference at one point since that day.
Okay.
So what, there's been one since then.
Okay. All right. Still a cool callback.
Yeah, it is.
We already talked earlier tonight about supporting Free Talk Live via Odyssey, but you can also support us via the AMPS program. That's advertise, market, promote, and support. AMPS.freetalklive.com. What does it mean to be an amplifier? Well, you contribute $5 a month or more. You can give more than that. We only ask five. Folks give 10 or 25. There's different levels of membership over at amps.freetalklive.com. It is a Patreon-based support system, so know that going into it. But I want to say thank you to Stephen D. McClure. He is a silver-level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 180 radio stations. We're on, you know, a bunch of different websites, a bunch of different video streaming sites, and that kind of a thing. We're on some satellite stations. So, but we could be on more. We could be on 250, 300, 400. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the perspective of liberty, freedom, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you again to Stephen D. McClure for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right, moving right along. Let's talk about this article from the Free Thought Project. Officer charged with murder after he was caught dumping naked body of child in woods. He was likely stalking the child for weeks before. Norcross, Georgia. Earlier this month, the search for 16-year-old Susanna Morales came to an end when her remains were found some 20 miles from her home. She'd been missing since July 26, 2022. She was last seen walking home on surveillance footage, but tragically would never arrive. Her disappearance had been a mystery until then. According to an arrest warrant, she was dumped there by disgraced Doraville police officer Miles Bryant. Last week, Bryant was arrested and charged with concealing Susanna's death after dumping the child's body. This week, he was charged with murder.
Ah, so interesting. How did they catch him?
Quote, "It's unbelievable, honestly, and there are no words that I can say to explain it," Susanna's sister Jasmine said at the time. "It sucks that it took so long, but I guess with him being an officer had something to do with that."
Was he like a school resource officer stalking her in the hallways?
Those are good questions. According to the arrest warrant, police say Bryant dumped Susanna's naked body in a patch of woods in Dacula. Medical examiners are still trying to determine the teen's cause of death. The original warrant stated that police suspected Bryant of rape, murder, and other offenses, and this week has been charged with those crimes. According to NBC News, authorities homed in on Bryant after they found a critical piece of evidence, a handgun, in close proximity to where Susanna's body was found during a grid search of the woods near Highway 316 between Downing Creek and the Barrow County line. It was determined that Bryant had reported the personal gun missing on the morning of July 27th. This coincidence made him a person of interest.
He's not even a good, bad cop. You take one from the evidence locker if you're going to do something like that.
Let's not give them any ideas.
They already have the idea. It's not new.
Sounds to me like this wasn't really planned out as much as it just kind of happened.
He stalked her for weeks, they said.
Oh, no, that part was planned out.
All right.
The murdery part, on the other hand.
All right.
I think he was planning on keeping her in the basement for a good while longer, but no, she had to do something.
According to court records, Bryant lived near Susanna. Local News 11 interviewed neighbors who said Bryant was normal. One of those neighbors shared cell phone videos showing what they described as investigators collecting a bedsheet from Bryant's personal car. In one of those videos, his police car was being towed away. "It's hard to put my mind around it right now that this person who lived in this complex did that," said another resident who asked not to disclose her identity. The neighbor says while she didn't know Bryant personally, he has introduced himself several times as a police officer who also moonlights as security at the apartment complex. Neighbors said Bryant's demeanor during the past 6 months was not alarming. "He was very normal, just smiling, laughing, living his life," the neighbor said. "Poor baby laid out in a field somewhere. Are you serious? How can you be that cold-hearted? How is somebody that cold-hearted?"
She rebuffed his advances.
As we pointed out last week, though much of the media has been referring to Bryant as a former officer, he was a cop earlier this month. He was only fired after being charged with dumping the naked body of the teenager in the woods. After announcing the murder charges, Gwinnett County Police Chief J.D. McClure provided a timeline of the events. On the night she was kidnapped, Susanna left her house in Norcross around 6 p.m. and walked to a nearby apartment complex to meet with a friend. Bryant lived in this complex. Around 10 p.m., Susanna left her friend's house to walk home. We know that between 10 and 10:30 p.m., Susanna had an interaction with an individual who McClure said was Bryant and ultimately was never seen or heard from again. Though a cause of death has yet to be determined, police suspect Bryant raped her before he killed her and that he may have been stalking her previously. "We don't definitely know how she died yet. We're still investigating. What we do know is she died at the hands of Officer Miles Bryant," he said. McClure said police are still investigating the motive. He said it's entirely possible that Bryant had been watching Susanna before her death. though his neighbors said he was normal. A year before he became a cop, Bryant was caught sneaking through the window of a nearby house. Police were called to that, but the homeowner eventually decided not to prosecute. In December, he may have tried to do the same thing. Bryant visited the home of an acquaintance, and he, quote, may have tried to enter the residence, unquote. McClure said the case is under investigation, and we do believe that warrants are forthcoming.
And then he rightfully thought to himself, the only way I'm going to get away with this is if I become a cop.
Yeah. I mean, this is what happens. Power attracts the corrupt. This person, obviously already corrupt, right? Obviously a fan of breaking and entering, right? If he was caught twice before trying to do a thing, and even though he wasn't prosecuted, this is a pattern. And one thing I know about people, stripes on a tiger don't wash away, right? And people who do a thing generally will do that thing again later on, generally speaking. Some people can change, some people cannot. It's far more rare for a person to change their behaviors than it is for them not to. This type of crime at the hands of law enforcement officer evokes anger, even within the ranks of this agency, McClure said. Police officers should always be pillars of trust.
Good one. Get the PR train going.
Unfortunately for the residents of Norcross, Susanna and her family, Bryant was the exact opposite. There's a video here that I won't play, of course, because, you know, we're a radio show. We're not a video show. Well, we're kind of a video show, but we're not going to play it. I will post this article to all of our social media for you to read through.
Yeah, there tend to be two kinds of people that become police officers. Now, there are people who are naturally criminal and figured out that, hey, you can just get away with it if you're a police. And there's people who are actually trying to do good and make those criminals look wonderful.
And in case anybody is wondering, I don't mention this because it bothers me or it matters to me at all, but this particular officer was black and the victim was of non-white. So a bit of a brown-skinned girl, apparently. So if that matters to you, the listener, fire out solid and right on.
Well, as we have been saying since the beginning, this problem has never been race. This right. problem has been police unaccountability.
That's why I mention it, because a lot of people be like, oh, another white man, right? You know what I mean? And like, no, that's not what happened here. It's another man on a power trip thinking he can get away with it because he has a shiny badge and wears a special costume.
And I mean, if you remember Tyree, I forget the last name, like they blamed that one on race in spite of the fact that the officers were all black. They're like, no, you see, it's this white supremacy that is institutionalized, and that's really the reason that this happened.
The black white supremacists.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's a Dave Chappelle joke.
I was going to say, what was
like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What was the character name? What was the character name on that one?
I forget.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. But yes.
But I own the DVDs.
Yeah. No, Thurgood Jenkins was the name of the janitor on Half Baked. I'm going to remember it, and it'll be much later.
Just wait for the break.
And I will ping both of you on, you know, Messenger or whatever.
No, Peekless is just going to look it up with a magic rectangle. The real question, what's the, there was a movie with, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey, he's like the lawyer. I forget the name of the movie.
He's a lawyer?
In some movie. But he goes to, you know, like there's a crime of some kind where a child is battered and beaten, whatever. And he describes it. And then, you know, to sway the jury, right, his like final line is like, now just imagine that this was a white girl. Right? Because it's, you know, down south or whatever. I forget the name of the movie. But it's, you know, one of those things, right? Like, what were you picturing in your mind while you're reading the story?
Clayton Bigsby.
Thank you, Magic Rectangle.
There you go.
Yes. For those of you listening who don't know what the Magic Rectangle is, reach into your pocket, grab your phone.
It's Magic Rectangle.
Or if you're sitting at a computer, look in front of you at the screen. Magic Rectangle.
But, Captain, my screen is curved.
Either way.
All right.
Before it was curved, it was a frickin' rectangle.
Okay. You're describing the third dimension?
Oh.
Whereas we're talking about the other two.
Okay.
Curved rectangle, still a rectangle.
Okay. Take your word for it.
It's just curved.
Or are you talking about those curvy edges?
No, it's a curved screen. You know?
Yeah.
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 That's the third dimension.
Okay.
Okay, I think we...
Geometry is math. Told there would be no math.
Probably move to the next
would be no math.
Topic.
Well, if you thought there would be no math, you didn't know who our colors would be, did you? Well, no, it's $60,000. It's 5%. No, wait.
Hold on.
Oh, good, because I thought you did it wrong.
I had already put that out of my head. I was not going back to that thought at all. We've moved on. We've talked about so many things since then.
Yeah, and just one more thought on
bringing
this,
up old stuff
on this bit about this officer is
self-identified as a woman.
A lot of folks would be like, "Oh, well, it's just the one bad apple." No. If you listen to this show with any regularity, if you pay attention to media with any regularity, if you pay attention to the crimes of government employees at all, you will know that this is not an isolated instance. This is a repeated event. These things keep happening over and over again, and nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to be able to do anything. I mean, we care because we talk about it all the time, but again, there doesn't seem to be, you know, any real outrage about it, any sort of, you know, they keep talking about, oh, well, we need to reform. It's like, well, you don't need to reform the thing. It's broken. It doesn't work. Get rid of it.
And even if you think that it's just one bad apple, you have to finish that saying.
Right.
Because it's right. One bad apple.
Spoils the barrel.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
So finish it.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Look, I get it. There actually are decent human beings who are playing that role. Very unfortunately true. But here's the thing. They are the fleshy outer coating on the Terminator death machine. They are making these monsters look like they're not monsters. And they are complicit. Because that's the thing. If I have a crime and I get someone else to help me do it, it's not that we're both innocent because each of us only did part of the crime. No, we're both guilty. And in the same way, when you're in this gang with your nice gang color blue and your nice gang-tagged vehicle, and man, those gangs are powerful, you can tell because their gang tags are everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, when you're in that gang and your gang member does murder, you're part of that.
And the truly good ones in the gang end up dead or fired.
Yeah. And true. And this girl's relative knew real well, I guess why it took so long was because he was a police officer. And that's absolutely right. They will cover for each other.
Oh,
they
yeah.
believe very like firmly a in a thin blue line. And you see, they have different rules because they are upholding society. And without them, there would be nothing but chaos. So what if they break a few laws?
Which, again, it's weird how easily he was caught. Right? Personal gun? Right? You still got the sheets months later? I mean...
Well, that's how brazen these people get, because they figure they're never getting caught.
Okay.
Because they're a badge.
Yeah.
They're a uniform.
What are you going to do? Call the police?
Right. Yeah. I bought a duplex, and I have a tenant, right? But I'm also a musician, and I like my music, my heavy metal, like, loud on occasion. And, like, I will turn that up, right? So I will crank my amplifier from time to time while I'm jamming the guitar. What's my tenant going to do? Call me? Right? Like, yeah.
Put in a request.
You know?
Like, hey, Captain, do you mind?
Of course. But I try to be respectful. I try not to do it at, you know, 3 a.m. you know?
But you're not going to get kicked out because you're playing your music too loud.
Right.
And in the same way, who are they going to call? The police?
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's entirely possible for my tenant to call the police for noise nuisance, have the police come to my door.
That's true.
And be like, dude, we got a call from... the upstairs, right? You know, like, you're being too loud, and I'd be like, oh, crap, sorry, right? That's entirely possible. Now, I would hope that my tenant would have the wherewithal to just, you know, text me first.
Right.
Be like, dude, trying to sleep, can you turn it down? Oh, crap, sorry, you know, if I got out of hand, you know.
And it's dangerous to be the one going after another cop, because all your brothers know that you went after one of their own, and now they're going to target you.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, what did this guy do to them.
Right.
They were okay getting him caught.
Well, it probably the kid touching thing.
You think?
I do. I think
that is a pretty strong line for a lot of people. Now, that's why it's used for blackmail so often, is because it is just such an automatic line for just about everybody.
I get it, but there's, I mean, I don't know how many there are, but there's not an unsubstantial amount of cops, you know, again, the school resource officer.
Yeah.
Or their, you know, Leo program with the, you know, teaching the teenagers, oh, for the ride-alongs. Right?
Yeah.
That there's news reports of that going on. It can't be that far off limits.
Well, and I do wonder, like, I mean, if this guy was a hero cop, you know, if he was a, you know, politically connected type, how long would he have gotten away with this?
Yeah.
How long did he get away with it? How many other victims are there besides this girl that no one knows about?
Right.
Could be that this is the only one. Not likely in my experience.
Especially if he's breaking and entering before he became a cop.
Right.
Particularly if that were the case. So you have to ask yourself, what type of a person is this? Right? This is a victimizer who found a way to be brazen in finding his victims and harming his victims and choosing his victims, a way to shield himself from prosecution, a way to shield himself from regular folks by hiding behind this shiny badge, this special costume that grants him extra rights in the eyes of most people, which it shouldn't do at all. No person, regardless of their costume, should have any more rights than another person. And because people do consider that that is the case, that somebody with a badge or a uniform has more rights than you, creates a horrible society, as evidenced by this particular story. And all the other ones we've covered here on Free Talk Live through the, you know, decades that the show's been on the air.
Yep.
How do we stop it? Well, some of us have implied that some people should man up.
Yes.
And begin resisting, right?
In some form or fashion.
And you know, what if there are people who want to man up, but they just don't know how? What are their options? How can they man up? Well, this from the Daily Mail. Are you a man or a mouse?
Nice. Nice segue.
Men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have higher testosterone levels and larger testicles, study in rodents suggests.
Follow the science. Trust the science.
I mean, perhaps drinking cola, Pepsi or Coca-Cola, as mentioned in this particular headline.
And here I thought there was just some kind of testicle measuring scientist at every soda fountain. It's like, what was that, Sprite? Ah, oh, no good.
Hey, I heard you got a job in science, man. You got your doctorate. What do you do? I hang out the soda fountains and I measure testicles.
Is that calipers in your pocket?
We call it the balliper.
Yeah,
we got
man,
a name for this.
You'd be surprised what people will sign up for a free soda drink.
They'll even get a jab in the arm or some unknown thing to, you know, prevent COVID.
Oh, forgot about that one.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, it's been a while since I've had a Krispy Kreme.
It's been a while.
And, you know, I would totally have gotten the jab for a dozen donuts.
Really?
If they give me like a dozen donuts a day or a week for life, you know.
Okay.
This is
the cost of Richie's soul. It's really what it is.
Like, right. You know, I've said everyone's got a price.
Dude with a trident shows up, nice little horns. He's like,
trident.
Dude, I got the donuts right here.
For Krispy Kreme?
Every month.
I'm not going to Dunkin'. It's not every month. It's got to be like daily or weekly.
Daily?
Or weekly.
It's pretty expensive veins you got there, buddy.
Hey, let's come back to this.
I can share them.
A dozen weekly donuts from Krispy Kreme. No
from
less.
Krispy Kreme. That's the ticket. If you offer me Dunkin's, forget about it.
Yeah, guys, if you keep talking about donuts, we're going to get nothing but cops calling, so just tone it down a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Padraig in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
How much money have you spent to Ukraine?
How much money have I spent giving to Ukraine? Zero.
No. How much money as the government, the state government.
Billions. Jinx, two cooks. Maybe even tens of billions.
Do you remember me calling you up a long time ago before the war even started a year ago, saying that we should all go over there, all the civilians should go over there, United States?
I thought you went. That was like your whole thing. I'm going to go fight for Ukrainian independence.
I was there. Stayed at the Black Sea Hotel downtown. There's a McDonald's 3 blocks from there.
Was a McDonald's.
So you went to the Ukraine, you went to McDonald's, but you didn't do any fighting for freedom or anything?
There's no McDonald's in New
Mexico. I was in the United States military. I fought for America. But we could have sent all the money they sent over there. We could have had everybody in the United States on vacation over there for a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want a vacation in a war zone.
No, all the money that we sent over there is far more money than government spent on any kind of stimulus plan. It's far more money than the government spent on feeding the hungry, far more than the government spent on aiding the homeless, far more than the government spent on anything that you might consider a beneficial social program, far more than they spent on veterans, far more than they spent on suicide prevention, far more than they spent on so many things. It's ridiculous.
Now you guys are trying to put a price on freedom and liberty. It's disgusting.
You are not
well, so far that price is $54 billion. So, yeah, tens of billions of dollars.
What's that, Patrick?
I said, you have no argument with me on that point.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. The money that we throw away, that we could be helping ourselves, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Hey, thanks for the call, Padraig. It is
clean up the chemical spill,
right?
It is
seriously, and maybe by not exploding it. Just a thought.
It is completely ridiculous that $54 billion goes to the Ukraine, and people just are like, well, you know, gotta do my taxes. All right, that's where your money's going, people.
Oh, there's lots of people who are real proud and happy about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, they'll wear the pins anyway.
My boss is one of them.
They'll change their Facebook profile.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk more about Coca-Cola and Pepsi resulting in higher testosterone levels and larger testicles here on Free Talk Live. Plus more of your calls and thoughts coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust my Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.